It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A vote is expected on a final version of a bill that would expand the Education Achievement Authority into a statewide district. The EAA was created by the Snyder administration to initially oversee the lowest performing schools in the Detroit public school system, where it currently oversees 15 schools. Supporters say the EAA will give troubled schools the opportunity to turn things around, but critics say the EAA hasn't proven its model for education. Joining us now is Brian Smith, the statewide education reporter for MLive.com. Brian, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
How would the expansion of the EAA shift how the state deals with low-performing schools?
Well, basically, what the legislation that's being discussed in the Senate right now and that has already passed the House twice would change how schools get into what the legislation calls the State School Reform Redesign District, which is an arm of the Michigan Department of Education that oversees these schools that are in the bottom 5% of all schools in the state. And what the legislation that's being talked about will do is make it easier in some ways for those schools to be placed into different models that would change how those schools operate in an attempt to improve performance.
Now, the bill to expand the EAA passed by only one vote in the House during this most recent vote. Why is this such a divisive issue?
Well, it's been divisive in a lot of ways because there have been some serious concerns, first off, about how well the EAA has been performing with the schools that it's operating in Detroit right now. The most recent MEAP scores that were released by the state have shown that while those schools have made some improvement from where they were, they're still among the lowest performing in the state. And there are some who are concerned about the issue of local control and taking control of these schools away from the school districts that have them now, where they've been for tens and even hundreds of years in some cases, and giving them to another body who has at least some authority coming here through Lansing.
As we know, Mike Flanagan, the state school's superintendent, ended the state's exclusive relationship with the EAA. You also referred to these recent MEAP test scores that weren't very good. Some people say those are red flags, and that's enough to halt an expansion of the EAA. But how are people who support the expansion framing their argument?
The people who are supporting this move say that this bill is not going to guarantee that schools will go directly to the EAA, which, as you point out, the ending of the exclusive contract between the Michigan Department of Education and the EAA as it exists now to operate the lowest performing schools that are referred to that reform district sort of removes that impediment that would automatically send those schools to the EAA. It does create some other options. There will be an option that would allow local intermediate school districts to operate schools if they chose to take them over. You could have schools transferred to another local school district who could then operate them. And there's the potential for schools that are failing and on this bottom 5% list to be converted to charters.
Now, the expansion of the EAA, if it's approved, it'll give that district more flexibility financially. They'll be able to borrow against future state aid payments, something other districts can do right now. How important is the expansion to the survival of the EAA as a district?
Certainly one issue that the EAA has had based on the budget documents that have been released show that the EAA has had some problems with getting its financial feet under it. In creating the EAA, one thing that a lot of lawmakers sort of struggled with was how to actually get funds to the EAA from the state because it didn't fall into the natural categories that exist in state law for school aid funds to be sent to it. So they had to implement some creative accounting techniques in some ways to make sure that they could get the funds that it needed to take these schools over because it didn't have previous enrollment. They also have had some fundraising to help support the EAA's sort of build out. And these changes are anticipated to make it a lot easier for the EAA to sort of have a more stable funding source because it will be able to borrow against those future aid payments as necessary to fund its operations, as you point out, a number of other districts do throughout the state.
Brian, is there any idea about when a final vote might take place?
It's possible that one could happen as early as this week. I've heard some conversations among some lawmakers that say they need to take a serious look at what's in it, what's been added, and make sure that they're comfortable with it. It was a very close vote in the Senate the first time. It narrowly passed, and I would expect that it'll probably be as close in the Senate again as it was the first time and as it was in the House.
Brian Smith is the statewide education reporter for MLive.com. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.